الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله، أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى بين يدي الساعة بشيراً ونذيراً وداعياً إلى الله بإذنه وسراجاً منيراً. فصلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين ومن صار على نهجهم إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولاً سديداً يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزاً عظيماً. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his final messenger. I want to mention a hadith, or a conversation between Hudhayfah ibn al-Yaman radiyallahu anhu and the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It is a conversation I'm sure that many of us have read many a time or heard many a time. But I just want to reflect on how in this modern day, on the time that we are living in now, how things have changed. So Hudhayfah radiyallahu anhu, he says, كان الناس يسألون رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الخير وكنت أسأله عن الشر مخافة أن يدركني. The people, they used to ask the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم about all goodness. However, I used to ask him about that what was to be considered evil, out of fear that I would see that and may overcome me. So the vast majority of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum would be asking the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam about that what would bring them closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All that was considered righteous. However, Hudhayfah radiallahu anhu, and of course this was explained to us no doubt in the book of Allah jalla wa ala, what goes against and what is not pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from shirk, from disobedience in all its forms. Not that we were left not knowing what they were. But Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu wanted further information of those things which were to be considered harmful to one's deen, in fear that you may live amongst it and that it may then impact you. So the vast majority of what people were asking about was righteousness. If we look in our time now, what is it that people are not necessarily asking about, but that what they themselves are indulging in? Maybe not saying anything. The vast majority of maybe what we are exposed to is evil, is wrongdoing. But the thing we should be fearful of is that we do not recognize that as being evil. Now, Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu, on another occasion, the first hadith, of course, has a long conversation with the Prophet ﷺ in explaining that there were times of good, and then there's times of evil, and then good, which will be tainted, and then there will be evil again, and then there will be the end of times. But that conversation is, of course, for another time. But Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu is also asked in another narration, what do you see as the greatest fitna? What is the greatest tribulation that you see? He says that good and evil is presented to any one of you and that you are unable to distinguish between the two. Imagine a person is placed in front of two situations or more, but is unable to distinguish between that what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and that what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, of course, there could be many reasons for that. It could be that person's ignorance. I don't know why or what is good, what is evil. So they may be blameworthy for their lack of knowledge. It could also be a situation and subhanAllah, this particular topic is a very important topic for us to understand. And this khutbah is not an attempt to explain everything, but for us to reflect over the importance that every day Allah Jalla wa Ala gives us as a Muslim to be aware of what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala best we know, and that what displeases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can meet Him subhanahu wa ta'ala wa huwa radin anna, that He is pleased with us. So imagine now that we are living and what we are exposed to, that the truthful person is seen as the liar, and the liar is seen as the truthful one. Now you may say, well, that's easy for me to distinguish. What about if you have masses of people? Masses of people, and that information that you are exposing yourselves to, they are all saying the same thing. That what you see is kadhib, is false, is batil. However, so many people are saying, no, what they're saying is the truth. This is the reality. Or an example, of course, you all well know that social media, what you're exposed to, you take a video, and the same video is used 100 times in 100 different ways. And that the information that is attached to that video, how they explain that video, is different. You've seen the video before. However, a video appears 6 months later, and there's another ta'liq, there's another piece of information that this video now, the causes and the reasons why this happened, all confusion. All confusion. That you saw at one time as truthful and now is being posed as false. It's not what you thought, and vice versa. And this is exactly what our Nabi alayhi salatu salam told us, that towards the end of times, as-sadiq, the truthful one, would be seen as al-kathib, as a liar. And the kathib would be seen as the sadiq. The liar would be seen as the truthful one. So the Muslim is fully aware of these situations. Now, we can categorize all of these tribulations into two simple categories for us to understand. You have shubuhat, doubts, and shahawat, these desirous matters. Doubtful matters and desirous matters. These shubuhat that come to you that appear to be a particular way but are not. What is the makhraj from that? What is the way of getting out of these shubuhat? Well, the Prophet ﷺ told us, al-halalu bayyin wal-haramu bayyin. Halal is clear, haram is clear. وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورًا مُشْتَبِهَاتٍ. And between them are matters which are doubtful. They're not clear to you. What are you supposed to do? That who is fearful, who wants to protect themselves, they will stay away from those doubtful matters. You protect your deen and your irdh. You protect your honor. You stay away from those doubtful matters. You don't engage with those doubtful matters, even though they are so easily accessible on social media, or what you see on the television, or whatever, even in the street. You access these fitan and tribulations, which may cause doubt. Do not engage with that. Do not engage with these things. Protect yourself, because you do not know how you may react in these times of confusion. And also, these shahawat, these desirous matters. But of course, these desirous matters, they're all clear to us, what Allah Ta'ala made to us clear. Stay away from those, but we should realize that a shaitan may try to change the reality of what the haram is, so it becomes something digestible for us. Changing the names of what is clearly haram, but because it has a different name, somehow it changes its reality. Well, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yashribu an-nasa min ummati al-khamra," that there will be people who will drink alcohol from my ummah, وَيُسَمُّونَهَا بِغَيْرِ اسْمِهَا, and that they will drink it, or what they are drinking is something by another name. Because it's given another name, somehow they have been deceived into falling into that. So the Muslim must be fully aware of all of these things. Remember Iblis. When he came to Adam alayhi salam, and we know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forbade Adam alayhi salam from eating the tree. Did Iblis simply say, eat from the tree? Disobey Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? No. Try to bring about some confusion. Eat from this tree. Maybe you will become like two angels, or you will become from those who are immortal. And Adam alayhi salam was deceived by such an approach. And we know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam and shaitan to this earth for us to live. The point being, a shahid, that Iblis came to deceive and to name things by the other than their reality. Who are most at risk from our communities in such matters where the world is changing so quickly? No doubt is our shabab, our youth. They may understand the world, and for sure understand the world differently from us as parents. But is the parents' responsibility to do what? To educate our children about the realities of what they are being exposed to, and not to allow them to be brought up, or whatever tadbiyah that they are receiving from outside the home, to be the primary, if you like, the primary essence of what is going to bring them up. The parent needs to be in place, at the forefront in educating our next generation about how to break the world down in this simple way, if you like, in the way it was explained to us by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to know about what are these fitan from the shubuhat, from the shahawat, from doubts and desirous matters, and how to stay away from them and not to engage with them. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to guide us and our families and to protect us from al-dalala. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfir Allah li wa lakum min kulli dhanbin fastaghfiru innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise belongs to Allah جل وعلا, and may the peace and blessings of Allah سبحانه وتعالى be upon His final messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, he narrates that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, ستكون فتن, that there will be a time of tribulations. Al-qa'idu fiha khayrun min al-qa'im. That the sitting person is in a better state than the one who is standing. Wal-qa'imu fiha khayrun min al-mashi. And that the one who is standing is better than the one who is walking. Wal-mashi fiha khayrun min al-sa'i. And the one who is walking is better than the one who is running. Here the Prophet ﷺ is explaining that in times of fitan, the person who is, as understood from the hadith, who is not engaging and running towards the fitan, is the one who is in a better state. Very important principle for us to understand. The nature of, unfortunately now for us, is to be drawn towards new things, interesting things, things which are new. Bearing in mind that the person is unable to distinguish quite possibly that what is good for them and that what is bad for them. As Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu said, that's the greatest fitan, that the person is unable to distinguish that what they're engaging in is good for them or bad for them. They don't know. They just full-heartedly go into a situation and then, halak, they're destroyed by it. Here the Prophet ﷺ is giving us a principle that these fitan, these tribulations which are full of confusion, to stay away from them, not to engage in them. Did you hear about the latest mood or the latest fashion, the latest trend? No, I don't know about it. And to be honest with you, the majority of them, I'm not interested. Why? Because I don't know how it will impact my heart, how it will impact my family. So you protect yourself. You remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Oh, you who have believed, save yourself and your families from the hellfire. This is the starting point. And that every single Muslim, they will start from this point. Every single father here, every single mother here, will work on and focusing, protecting themselves from the hellfire. Establishing the fara'id, staying away from the haram, everything that displeases Allah Jalla wa'ala, and those who are closest to them. Now imagine, every single Muslim family doing that. As opposed to most of us looking at everybody else's home and looking far beyond our homes and leaving our own homes, metaphorically, under the fire. Unfortunately, too many people, too many Muslim families, are looking beyond their own homes and not looking what is closest to them. If we start in this methodology, as Allah Jalla wa'ala has told us, we will be, inshallah ta'ala, in a far better place than we are in at the moment. So how important it is for us to understand these important principles, to understand what these fitan are, so we can avoid them. Starting at home with ourselves and our families and those who are beloved to us, and then slowly working out. These principles will enable us, inshallah ta'ala, to gain strength in our communities, in our homes, preventing the haram, which is really trying its best to enter our homes, to change our minds, our understanding of that what is good and that what is evil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us all. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our shabab from those fitan, that what is apparent and that what is hidden. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا يا رب العالمين اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
استووا استقيموا تراصوا سد الخلال ستريتن لاينز في الجاوس. الله اكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين
اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والتين والزيتون وطول سينين وهذا البلد الأمين لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون فما يكذبك بعد بالدين أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Stalls including donuts, perfume for the brothers, and mocktails and abayas for the sisters can be found outside the respective exits. Community kitchen will be back on indoors from now on. To conclude the Ideal Muslim Home series, we will be having a panel discussion taking place tomorrow after Maghrib, inshallah. The panel is entitled The Serene Home, and on the panel we will have our Imam Sheikh Mustafa Abu Rayyan, alongside our guest speaker, Sheikh Hafizullah Khan, who brings a wealth of knowledge and experience. I encourage everyone to join us, spread the word, and don't forget to bring your family and friends with you. The NHS Blood and Transplant Team invites you to visit their stall outside the Brothers Prayer Hall. Learn about how the importance of plasma donation and how you can contribute to saving lives, especially within communities disproportionately affected by sickle cell disease. While blood donations won't be taken on site, they will be happy to answer your questions and register you for future donations. Jazakumallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.